This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Cybersecurity teams have been working feverishly to stem the impact of the single biggest global ransomware attack on record. Some details are emerging about the Russia-linked gang responsible breaching the company whose automated network management software was the conduit. Thousands of victims have been identified in at least 17 countries, with ransom demands of up to 5 million reported. The FBI says the scale of the attack means it may not be able to respond to each victim individually. The attack comes less than a month after U.S. President Joe Biden pressed Russian President Vladimir Putin to stop providing safe haven to Rival and other ransomware gangs. Demolition crews have set off explosives to bring down the remaining portion of a collapsed South Florida condo. The demolition late Sunday was key to resuming the search for victims of the June 24th collapse, and even expected to open new areas for rescue teams to work in. No one has been found alive since the first hours after the disaster. So far, rescuers have recovered the remains of at least 24 people, with 121 still missing. Search efforts were suspended Saturday to allow demolition crews to drill holes for the explosives needed to bring the building down. Concerns had mounted that the damaged Surfside building was at risk of falling on its own. The approach of Tropical Storm Elsa added to those concerns. More VOA.